This is my be moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So this morning I am remembering how God can use us even when we feel we're at our lowest. As this week marks the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, I wanted to share a short story that really touched me. So one Sunday after church, Bill and his wife go to a nearby Walmart to pick up a few items. Now, needless to say, this is not a good day for Bill. In addition to just feeling defeated and overwhelmed on multiple levels, he is now in a Walmart store pushing a basket up and down an aisle, buying things that he and his family already had, but now, of course, are having to replace due to them being lost in the storm. So they make their purchases and they're leaving the store and they are approached by a man who comes across the street from the motel. This man is also a Katrina survivor, but he and his family are being evicted from the motel for non-payment. He is asking Bill and his wife for help. Bill walks across the street with the man to the motel, confirms his story, and agrees to help this man. And Bill looked in this man's eyes and just knew what this meant to this man and his family. On the car ride back, it dawns on Bill. He knew already that he was a blessing to the man, but the man was also a blessing to him because, as Bill describes it, in that Walmart store pushing that basket, he felt as though he was at his absolute lowest. He had absolutely nothing else to pull from. And so being a blessing to another human being was the farthest thing from his mind. What he learns and what I learned from him is that even when we feel we are just flat out powerless, how God can show up and use us. And the scripture that comes to mind for me is Ephesians 3:20. In essence, it reads, "His mighty power at work within us accomplishes infinitely more than we might ask or think." Be in this moment with me and be comforted by Ephesians 3:20. Finally, share this be moment because others also desire to be inspired.